working.
Tip, tap, tap.
Then I'm going to tell you to be quiet for a second so I can make sure it's dead. Perfect. Those are my two tests, Ethan, because I have a tendency to have this set up wrong, and then we record the first 20 minutes of the podcast through the fucking... I have hundreds of dollars of fucking fancy studio microphones and a mixing board and fucking all this goddamn bullshit to pretend like our five listeners deserve a professional show. And then I end up recording half of it through the fucking shittiest laptop little like built-in microphone. And that's my fucking life.
And it still sounds better than 90% of the podcast and on the internet.
Still sounds better than fucking 90% of the podcast. And that's why people listen to The Loud Neighbors. I'm your host, Trevor. I'm here with Colin.
Me.
Who I guess is also your host.
Yes. Yeah.
Is equally as a host.
We're co-hosting.
And then we got Ethan joining us for until he's like, why am I doing this?
How we doing, everybody? All five of you?
Yeah.
He's going to steal the show.
Maybe. I know Fleer always steals the show.
I know, but he never wants to come on.
Yeah.
He's a jerk.
Fleer's way funnier than either of us.
I know. Well, he's clever.
Yeah.
Is his thing.
Yeah.
Like he's quick. We're kind of slow.
Well, I mean, you are.
We both are.
I'm going to come up with an end to this bit.
Yes.
Just to prove my point.
Super quick.
Give me a second. How you doing?
I'm all right.
It's been 2 weeks.
It has.
Last year week, you had the 24-hour COVID.
Yep, that's right. I beat it.
You beat it faster than Trump did.
Yep. Well, look.
You must be the best.
I'm the best.
I'm the most healthy.
I got like I had a fever for like an hour. It was the weirdest fucking thing.
Oh.
And then it went away and I felt fine.
So when Colin Evers like invites you over for a smoked meat-a-thon, remember that he undercooks his meat and then poisons himself.
It's really hard to undercook smoked meats. Like you can do it.
Yeah.
But, the temperatures you need to get to are well, well over what the internal temperature of meat needs to be.
So it's impressive that you managed to smoke meat and make yourself sick from it.
Or impossible.
You're a fucking champion of fucking up.
That was good pulled pork though, man.
Yeah.
You missed.
Oh man.
That was probably my best one yet. I injected it. So I made a mix of, I used apple cider and the rub that I used, and I mixed it up and injected it into the pork shoulder.
Look, I had family in town, man.
And then I put the rub on it and let it sit overnight in the morning, put it on the hot smoker, and let it cook for 6 hours on there. Slow cook. Oh my God, it was so fucking good.
You got to stop doing it when I have family randomly in town.
No. So I've invited you a number of times, and every time you're busy.
It's been twice.
You apparently have friends. And
I don't remember why I couldn't go the first time.
Because you didn't want to.
I always want to go eat free barbecue.
You didn't, though. So but that's fine. You didn't want to enough.
That's fair.
Enough to abandon people that don't really matter that much.
Next time I will.
Okay, good.
But I only see the last time I saw my uncle was like 2016.
Oh.
I don't see him very often.
Yeah, all right. That's fair. I suppose.
So he was in town randomly. We were going to go down there this weekend, but you know, my dad had shit come up, so we couldn't, which makes me sad because the only place I'll leave my house to go is fucking Arkansas.
Arkansas?
Fucking Bentonville, Arkansas.
Arkansas.
It's the only place in the world.
The home of Walmart.
Yes. It's fucking crazy because when I was a little kid going there, it was like... Like, you ever get out to, like, western Nebraska where there's, like, a town,
mm-hmm.
but it's, like, three blocks of a couple of houses and, mm-hmm. like, one shitty, like, tractor supply store, and that's it?
Yeah.
That was pretty much Bentonville and Fayetteville and all those little towns, and some of them were just, like, one cabin up in the mountains, and then Walmart came, and now it's basically, like, a big Council Bluffs over there. It's, like, actually... It's not quite a real city like an Omaha, but it is like there's a city there.
Yeah, you compared it to Council Bluffs, so that's, I guess it's probably pretty accurate, yeah. Dude. It's Arkansas.
It's Arkansas. But I love it. It's fucking beautiful. Like, yeah. It's right on this fucking lake, and it's like, they basically just dammed off this river and flooded the mountain basin, so you're just on the edge of mountains, looking down at this huge, beautiful lake, and I fucking love it. And then we just hang out in my uncle's backyard, shooting guns.
You gonna retire there?
I might.
Yeah.
Yeah, except for the retire part.
That's what Sean's sister's planning on doing.
Lots of people are.
Because her uncle has a property, he has a house down there, and when he goes, it's going to her. She's going to move the fuck down there.
There are lots of people in that area. Like, my uncle's originally from here. Like, my grandpa and everything are originally from here, and they all retired down there. There's a lot of fucking Omaha expats living in the Fayetteville area.
I'm sure. Well, the weather's probably more mild all year round.
No, it's basically the same as here.
I don't see how that's even possible.
It's not that far south, buddy.
I mean, it's still pretty far south.
It's like
even Kansas City is milder than we are.
I mean, they're also up in the mountains. You got to. Yeah. They're not that far south, and you're up in the mountains.
I mean,
they're not like
mountains.
You'd be impressed. You'd be surprised.
I mean, I know what they are.
Yeah.
The mountains.
It's the Ozark Mountains.
Uh-huh.
It gets cold and snowy and icy. And all of the roads are like... Was that me?
Yeah.
God damn it. I meant to turn it off, too.
Fucking professional.
I'm sorry!
I silenced my phone.
I meant to, and then I forgot to.
Oh, yeah.
I was too busy not
silencing your phone.
It's beautiful.
Okay.
And sweet. It's so pretty down there. It's the only place I will sleep that isn't my bed anymore.
Oh, okay. That's cool.
That's how much I like it.
It's pretty.
In Northwest Arkansas.
Sweet.
I hate you.
I lost interest like 10 minutes ago.
We've only been recording for 7.
Exactly.
You are the worst. All right, tell me what boring things you did.
I sold some stereo equipment.
I did. I sold some stereo equipment. Some of it's right here. You bought it from me.
Yeah, I know. Thanks. I was there. Thanks. I bought it.
Thanks, buddy. Yeah, but the audience doesn't know this.
Yeah.
You know, so that's cool.
The audience also isn't going to know that I'm not planning on paying for it.
No, that's fine. I know where you live.
Disappear.
I know where you live.
Oh, speaking of knowing where I live and getting away with crimes, I've got a Ring doorbell coming in the mail tomorrow. So I'm going to have the front of my house is going to be monitored.
Nice.
So I don't have to worry about people stealing fucking Amazon deliveries anymore.
I want to do that, but I don't want to use Ring.
I understand that.
Because I don't want Jeff Bezos to be looking at my front door.
Yeah, I understand. Yeah. You can just buy self-contained camera kits record them onto your own hard drive.
I know. I'm looking into that. There's a couple of different ones. But then I'm going to have to get a camera NVR, which I could do.
Here's a couple of things I've just come to terms with.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to use Facebook.
Yeah.
And I'm going to buy everything on Amazon.
Yeah.
So the Lex Luthers... Lex Luthor and Brainiac, they're going to control my life. I'm already a slave to Bezos and the other one, the Zuck.
Yeah.
They already know everything about me.
Between them
and whoever owns Google.
Sergey something or another.
Who knows all of my porn preferences.
You're still using Google as your fucking search?
No, sometimes I use Bing because it's way better.
Yes, it is. Bing is infinitely better as a search engine.
Pro tip, Ethan. If you're ever looking for porn, give up on Google and go to Bing because Bing is fucking excellent at searching for porn.
Not just searching for porn, just searching for anything in general.
Because
Google is just fucking filled with ads.
I don't know why you would search for anything but porn. Like, what are you doing?
Oh my God. Well, look. There's other things in life, turns out.
Plastic spacemen.
Yeah, and stereos.
Plastic spacemen and porn.
So I did a couple of things.
Yeah?
I Well, I took a bunch of DVDs and records in today.
Uh-huh.
Sold them to Candy.
Yeah.
That's nice. Got a little bit of money for that and picked up a copy. So I've made a rule.
Mm-hmm.
I'll buy movies still, but I will not buy DVDs. It's got to be Blu-ray.
That's a fair rule.
Because, I just don't want to.
I still buy DVDs, but it depends on the movie. Because some movies it just doesn't. Like if I'm going to buy fucking, I don't know, Billy Madison.
Yeah.
It doesn't need to be pretty. Like, it can be on VHS. I'm going to get the same thing out of that movie as if it's on 4K UHD.
Yeah, but I'd rather have the fucking Blu-ray.
That's fair.
Because, yeah.
I get it.
I've been going through, like I said before, I've been going through ripping a bunch of stuff. So I took, I don't know, 60 or 70 DVDs into him.
Yeah.
He picked out the ones he wanted. There's still like 25 left. I'm like, well, do you just want the rest of them? He was like, I could try to sell them. Like, sweet, take them. I don't want them.
Yeah.
Otherwise,
they're just going into the trash.
They're going
outside
to the Goodwill or something. Yeah. And I don't want to stop there.
Right.
I'd rather you make money off of them if you can.
Right.
So I did that.
He's going to go through those things. You're going to go back in there and they're going to be on the shelf for like, ooh, this one was a rare $100 collector item. Piece of shit. He didn't want to buy it because it would have been too expensive.
Yeah, honestly, I wouldn't care that much. He's been pretty good to me over the years, so
yeah.
I'll deal.
I traded in like that pile of fucking, I traded in like a whole bunch of my action figures.
He got a bunch of Batman toys in today.
All right, I'll go in tomorrow.
He had a really cool Bane one.
I'm Bane.
I don't know.
Look as cool as me in my CPAP mask.
It wasn't from the animated series, but it was definitely that, like, kind of, it was sort of that style.
Yeah.
It was more cartoony. It wasn't like new movies or anything.
All right.
I got just a pile of Spawn and Batman stuff. And there's some Batman Beyond figures in there.
I should watch that series. Like, I had just kind of stopped watching cartoons by the time that came out. That was like 97, 98. So I never watched it, which is really a shame because I've watched like the first episode of Batman Beyond and the setup is fucking fantastic.
Yeah. Oh, I also picked up, so when I was there, I was like, I'm gonna look. Cause he's perpetually running this buy one movie, get one for a dollar.
Right.
Cause people go in there and give him movies.
Just give him a pile of movies. He's like, God damn.
So I picked up, I got The Fifth Element on Blu-ray.
Nice.
And I was like,
now that's a good Blu-ray movie.
I could not find anything else. I'm like, fuck, there's like nothing. And then I walk over and I'm like, oh, there's anime. Oh, it's Princess Mononoke on Blu-ray.
Ooh.
And I was like, I have it on DVD, but fuck it.
Yeah.
I have it on Blu-ray.
That's worth it.
So, yeah, I got that. And that's pretty cool.
It's good shit.
I stopped at Suncoast the other day. We had to go to the Westroads. And Suncoast is back. They were closed for a couple of months for the pandemic.
For the Rona?
Yep. And they're doing buy one or buy two movies, get one for a dollar on just their used movies.
Hmm.
I need to go back in there because they have a Galaxy Quest Steelbook Blu-ray that I need to buy.
Where were you at where you linked
Suncoast.
Me?
Suncoast.
All right. I don't remember what it was.
The fucking leprechaun.
Yes. It was like
20
all
bucks.
Of them. It was all the leprechauns.
Yep.
I mean, there's only two of those movies worth watching. The first one is great, and Lep in the Hood is maybe the funniest movie ever made.
Yeah.
So
I almost bought it. I'm like, why? Why would I fucking do this?
I'd have paid you for it.
I'd have bought it from you. I'm sure.
In Leprechaun in the Hood is a movie that Ice-T made. Ice-T, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. To make fun of Master P by using the Leprechaun franchise.
Yep.
So the main character is named Postmaster P, spreading a positive message. I'm Postmaster P. The post is for positive because Postmaster P is spreading a positive message. The movie starts off with Ice-T finding the leprechaun, and then Ice-T has this giant fucking afro. And he pulls a bat out of his afro, and the leprechaun makes the bat fly away, and he pulls a fucking knife out of his afro and a chain out of his afro. So it's Ice-T pulling all these weapons out of his afro.
Yeah.
And then...
those things happened.
Yeah. And then halfway through it, there's a trans woman, hooker, living in their building that everybody's fucking... it's just a dude in lipstick and a wig. I don't know. The movie is fucking hilarious and bizarre.
Yeah.
And then the leprechaun raps at the end, and he goes, "Lep in the hood up to do no good." And it's the dumbest and funniest fucking thing. I fucking love that movie.
It's pretty awful.
It's terrible.
I'm having trouble finding another movie. I've been in a couple of places.
What movie?
The original Nightmare on Elm Street on Blu-ray.
Ooh.
I don't know. Like, I asked Candy about it. He's like, "Well, they did a box set of all the Nightmare on Elm." I'm like, "I don't want the rest of them, though. I just want the first one, because it's like, it's legitimately one of my favorite horror movies."
That's fair.
Like, I don't like horror movies, but I really like that movie.
It's great.
It's fucking good.
It's really
except
good.
Except for the fucking that part where the dude's getting sucked through the window. That's pretty awful. Those practical effects are bad. It's clearly a dummy being pulled through a little tiny
window. Mom, when the mom gets pulled into the window at the end.
Yeah, that's pretty cheesy.
Yeah, and it's
cheesy.
Just a mannequin.
Yeah, but...
But the bed, when the bed swallows Johnny Depp...
Yep.
In one of the most amazing practical effects scenes ever made.
Yeah.
So, I don't know if you've ever seen Nightmare on Elm Street, Ethan.
I have. They are actually one of the only horror film series that I enjoy.
All right. That scene where Johnny Depp gets pulled into the bed and then the blood spills out. The way they did that, like the blood, the bed sucking in scene, whatever, it's easy. You just have a hole in the bed and he goes, "Eh." But then the other half of that, they just filled the hole in the bed with blood and they had the entire room on a fucking rotator. So they just fucking filled it. They just spun the whole room upside down to make the blood geyser out.
Nice.
So the whole thing is just a room in a giant fucking hamster wheel with the camera hard mounted to the floor. So it looks like the bed's spraying, but really it's just the room turning upside down and dumping all that blood out.
Huh. That's crazy.
And if you watch it, you'll notice at one point all the blankets and everything are kind of hanging the wrong way.
Yeah.
It's because when they finally filmed the scene, they spun it the wrong way and it fucked up a little bit.
Huh.
Because it was supposed to go like clockwise and they spun it counterclockwise or whatever. So it like they almost fucked the whole shot up, which is like a shot you can only do once.
Yeah.
Because then all that blood's on everything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ah, interesting. I didn't know that.
Yeah. I love the Nightmare on Elm Street films.
I also watched a new Adam Sandler movie.
I don't know why you do this to yourself.
Doria made me do it. It's called Huey Halloween.
Yeah.
He plays himself.
What else would he play? He only plays that one thing.
No. No. He plays himself.
Zabadoo. I'm Adam Sandler.
He's a... developmentally disabled person in this movie.
Okay.
So he plays himself. It was dumb as shit.
Is this a comedy or a serious?
Yeah, it's a comedy, but it's like a horror movie.
Oh.
Like,
Does he do his Little Nicky voice?
No, it's not a Little Nicky voice, but like, it's...
Popeye's chicken is fucking awesome.
I don't really know what to say about it other than...
Yeah, I mean, you said enough when you said it's an Adam Sandler movie.
It was better than the last four Adam Sandler movies I've watched.
All right. Did you ever watch the one that's supposed to be good?
No.
Uncut Gems?
No, why would I watch that? It's good.
Oh, you are a masochist, my friend.
Are you some kind of machinist?
Goddamn. I fucking love that movie. Serving Sarah.
Yeah.
It is one of the most underrated, like, that era of comedies ever. Yeah. Like,
and is that Matt Perry?
Yes.
Yeah, he's pretty funny.
Yes. Who was very funny once he got off of Friends.
Yes. Yes, he was.
He did that.
He was funny on Friends.
Whole Nine Yards was a fucking great movie.
Yep. Whole Nine Yards was great. What else was he in?
That's it. He did those two movies.
No. Fuck, he was in something else I can't think of right this moment. But, yeah, he's in a couple of good movies. He's no David Arquette, but...
Has David Arquette done anything good?
Yes.
Name it.
The fucking wrestling movie that I can't remember the name of because it's not good.
Ready to Rumble.
Yes. Fuck. That movie's so dumb.
I've never watched it because I hate WCW.
You should watch it. and realize that the movie gave them ideas for matches.
I know the triple cage match came from that, which is a cool match, which is one of the few things I wish Vince McMahon or AEW would steal and do, because it's a fucking cool match.
Yeah.
I watched a bunch of movies since we last recorded.
Yeah.
I'm just going to start going down the list of movies
I've watched. Oh, I watched one more thing.
Go ahead.
I rewatched Gran Torino.
Yeah?
Have you watched that movie?
Yes.
Okay.
I fucking love that movie.
It's a great movie. So I'm watching it and I'm realizing that the acting in that movie, aside from Clint Eastwood, is all horrible.
Yeah.
But it's a fucking phenomenal movie. Like, it's just worth suffering through those Asian kids acting.
You ever seen Gran Torino, Ethan?
I have, yes.
It's a movie about why racism is good.
Is that what it is?
I'm pretty sure that's what the movie was about.
Oh, shit.
I love it. It's a great movie with a great message.
Really is a fucking
about
great
how
movie.
Racism is the good guy.
Good guy.
I love it. It's such a good movie.
You ever come across somebody that you just shouldn't have fucked with?
Yeah. God. He's so awesome in it.
He is. I mean, it's Clint Eastwood. That's what he do.
Yeah.
That's what a Clint Eastwood do.
I fucking love. I've loved old Clint Eastwood since, since he was just starting to be old 30 years ago in Unforgiven.
Right.
Which might be the best movie ever made.
That is a good movie. It's been a long time since I've watched it,
though. Pretty sure Unforgiven is the best movie ever made. I'm not saying it's necessarily my favorite movie of all time, because that's Jurassic Park, but I think Unforgiven might be the best movie ever made.
Ooh, boy, that's... I mean, I guess based on what? It's good acting.
It's good acting.
It's good writing.
It's great writing.
But
it
I mean,
looks beautiful.
I can think of other movies that I would probably consider better.
Name one.
Forrest Gump.
I disagree. I like Forrest Gump
a lot.
Forrest
Gump is a phenomenal film.
I like Forrest Gump a lot.
And it's got Gary Sinise, who is one of the best actors ever.
It does have the second best actor of all time,
Gary Oldman.
After Gary Oldman.
You and fucking Gary Oldman.
Gary Oldman's the best actor who's ever lived. What can I say?
You know, he's such a weird... It's so weird, though. Like, I know things he's been in, but I can't think of things he's been in.
That's because he disappears into the role because he's such a good actor.
Is?
Yeah.
Okay.
You know who agrees with me on that?
Who?
Everyone!
Okay.
It's a line from Gary Oldman says in the movie Leon the Professional, where he's the villain.
Yeah.
Unlike Dracula, where he's the villain. Or Fifth Element, where he's the villain. He plays such a great variety of villains.
Yeah.
He's so good. Gary Oldman is, he's my favorite actor. What can I say?
I can also think, I don't know. I don't know if Unforgiven is the best movie. It might be one of the best Westerns. Oh, it's not my favorite Western.
It is my favorite Western.
My favorite Western is High Plains Drifter.
There's only
Clint Eastwood.
There's only two Westerns I like, so that's a short list for me.
Tombstone
and Unforgiven.
Tombstone's good. You don't like Quick and the Dead?
I can't get into like the cheesy old spaghetti westerns, man.
Cheesy old the remake.
Oh, is that the one
with Keith David in it?
It does have
with
Keith
your
David
boyfriend in it.
It does.
And it's directed by Sam Raimi. It's fucking phenomenal.
You've made me watch that.
The Quick
once.
And the Dead's really good.
It does have Keith David in it
and Leonardo DiCaprio. It's like it's really hard to hate Leonardo DiCaprio. No
I love Leonardo DiCaprio.
He's fucking great.
He's great in everything I've ever seen him in.
Right.
I like Titanic. I don't know why people pretend like they're too cool to like Titanic. It's a funny movie with a hilarious ending.
God damn.
What do you what?
Nothing. It's fine. It's that movie's too long for me, so.
Oh, well, yeah. I
it's
get
like
that.
It's like 17 hours long.
It's very, very long.
Yeah.
Movies I've watched. I watched the Child's Play remake starring Mark Hamill. And a 15-year-old kid getting a doll for his birthday.
Yeah. Was it Froggy Fresh?
It might have well has been.
The good guy shoes.
Okay, so first of all, they weren't called good guy dolls.
Yeah.
They were buddy dolls.
Okay.
They weren't. There was no voodoo.
So is it like, is it one of those new Star Trek universe where it has to be like 30% different?
It's way more than that, but I'm guessing yes.
Okay.
Like the things they kept.
Just make your own fucking films, people. Jesus.
The things they kept is the kid's name is Andy and the doll is inexplicably named Chucky.
Yeah.
There's no reason for him to be named Chucky except for that they wanted to make it a child's
play
movie.
Is he even redheaded?
Yeah, it's a fucked up. It's not as good looking as the original doll, but it's clearly inspired by that doll. Like, it has the same clothes.
First Child's Play movie was pretty good, too.
First Child's Play movie is terrifying.
Yeah.
And really well done. Movie. Things I've written down here. Somehow the stop motion was worse in this one than the original. It looked like shit.
Fuck.
I'm
amazed that they had stop motion at all. It wasn't just entirely CG.
If it was CG, it looked like bad stop motion.
Oh, well, that's possible.
Yeah.
I've seen the CG that even fucking Disney's putting out now, yeah. And it's trash.
So instead of like a voodoo possessed doll, it's like an Alexa in a doll. Mm-hmm. And then like it was being made in a Vietnamese sweatshop and the guy who was making it got fired. So he turned off its safety protocols.
Yeah.
Cause Alexa needs safety protocols or it'll murder you.
How is it that 2004 Squaresoft did the best CG anybody's ever done and nobody's done it since?
Oh, well,
I don't understand that.
Second best because Jurassic Park 1 is still better.
It wasn't entirely CG though.
No, but
like it's, the reason that works is because it's a good balance of the practical reason, and...
Yeah, but it's so good you can't tell when the T-Rex is CG and when it's the robot. That's how good it is.
No, I understand that.
So this evil AI robot made in a Vietnamese sweatshop gets shipped to America and Aubrey Plaza, who's nice. Like, I don't know, 20 years old.
Nice.
Buys it for her inexplicably 15-year-old son that she had. Which, I mean, I'm guessing the plot of this movie is Aubrey Plaza got molested.
When did that come out?
I don't know, like fucking 3 or 4 years ago.
Well, then she wouldn't have been 20, so.
Yeah, but she looks, look.
She's young looking.
She's playing a cashier who looks like she's in high school, and she's all snarky and quirky and playing Aubrey Plaza because she has no fucking depth. She's like woman Adam Sandler.
Yeah, but she's super cute.
That's fine.
That's all that matters.
And then she threatens to tell her boss.
Her looks are her only value.
Yeah. Anyway, then she steals a doll from work and blackmails her boss to let her keep it.
That makes sense. This movie sounds stupid. Why did you continue watching it?
And she gives it to her 15-year-old kid and then it, you know, it murders. And then don't ever watch it. It's bad. It's bad.
I don't understand it. Like, I don't watch movies like that and keep watching. Well.
It never, I don't know, it was dumb. It was dumb and bad.
Even I stopped at the worst Adam Sandler movie.
Well, this isn't the worst horror movie. There's some good kills in it. Like, Chucky does some good and creative kills with, like, a fucking wood chipper or something. I don't know. And then yeah. He...
Creative.
And he's obsessed with his best friend, Andy. And it's dumb. I also watched another remake that was very good called The Thing. That wasn't so much a remake as it was a sequel or a prequel. Starring Mary Elizabeth Winstead as Kurt Russell.
Okay.
And it was, have you ever seen the John Carpenter thing?
Mm-hmm.
The setup at the beginning is there was like a Swedish team that went missing.
The second best thing movie.
Yeah, exactly. This is the third best thing movie, but it's still good.
Good.
It's still good. And it like, it's the other team that like they found the dog of. And so, like, the end of the movie is that dog running to the American camp. And it was clever. It actually looks worse than the 80s one because, you know, CG sucks compared to...
Oh, my God.
Compared to Cronenberg special effects.
Right. I don't get it. Why? Why do they keep just... Like, the capability of good CG is out there.
Yeah.
But nobody does it.
Because it's expensive. Here's the thing. Here's the pricing tier. Good CG is very, very expensive and time consuming.
Uh-huh.
Bad CG is cheap and shitty. Great fucking practical effects are in the middle somewhere.
So why don't they just do great?
Because it's cheap. Because CG is cheap.
Fuck, I hate it so much.
They don't
much.
Have to build anything.
They just hire fucking kids on that, what's that website where you hire people to do things for you? Like, hey, make me a CG scene in this movie.
Yeah, Fiverr.
Fiverr.com. We should start watching the credits and look at CG credits to Fiverr.com. Yeah.
Brilliant. I love it. All right, I'm going to mix up the bad movies with a good movie because I watched a movie I actually enjoyed.
Okay.
From 89 called Leviathan.
Hey, you told me about that.
This movie is basically Abyss and the Thing had a baby.
Yeah.
So it all takes place in the Abyss. But then there's the Thing monster taking over bodies and doing... It's exactly the plot from The Thing, except for in the setting of the Abyss.
Interesting.
Made in 1989, starring Marv, the wet bandit from Home Alone, and Ernie Hudson, a.k.a. Winston from Ghostbusters.
Nobody's favorite Ghostbuster.
I don't know why Winston gets such a bad time.
Well, I mean, you know.
He's literally the audience insert.
Now he's like... Not included in a lot of things.
Look, that's a tragedy because he's fucking...
I agree.
I love Winston. It's sad. Anyway, Leviathan. It's the good movie I watched this week, so I have less to say about it because, you know, what are you going to say? It's fine. Watch it. Watch it if you like 80s horror movies with a lot of body horror and cool special effects and practical monster effects.
Okay. Fair, I guess.
Then I watched a movie everybody keeps saying is great.
What?
Oh, this movie is such a great thriller, they say.
What movie?
Oh, it's such a good flick. Jesus. It's called The Invisible Man.
The Kevin Bacon one?
No, that's Hollow Man, and it's great.
Oh, okay.
They made another remake of The Invisible Man, because every couple years you got to remake The Invisible Man. The Bill Cosby movie? No, that's Memoirs of... Wait, no, that was Chevy Chase.
It's Ghost Dad.
Yeah, Chevy Chase's Memoirs of an Invisible Man. Okay. This one's just called Invisible Man.
Who's in it? Nobody.
The homely chick from the you know that show that about Trump's America where all the women are just sex slaves to make babies?
Handmaid's Tale?
Yes. The homely chick who's on the cover of that.
Yeah. Okay.
She's an abused wife who's living with, like, she's imprisoned by her abusive husband is the implication at the beginning of the movie, but it just kind of, it opens with them in bed and she's sneaking. And she's going to sneak. And then she sneaks around the bed. And like, oh, she must just be trying to wake her husband up. Or not to wake her husband up as she gets up to pee or something. Then she sneaks and finds some pills for no reason. And then she sneaks back around the bed and picks up a water glass. Then she sneaks back around the bed to dump the water glass out. Then she sneaks back through the bedroom to get into the closet. Then she sneaks back into the bathroom. And she spends about the first, I don't know, 6 hours of this fucking movie escaping her house by sneaking back and forth around her husband's bed so he doesn't wake up. Instead of just fucking leaving.
Wow.
And then ultimately she gets out of the house. And then instead of just leaving, she has to play with her dog. And then as she's playing with her dog, she's made it all the way to the garage. And now she's playing with her dog while she's sneaking away from her abusive, crazy husband. And also, she doesn't bring anything with her. So what she was sneaking back and forth to the closet and the bathroom and the fucking and all over the fucking house for, I have no idea. They're just trying to build tension. But like after
maybe
the first,
she was just tidying up before she left.
Yeah, maybe. But after like the first 20 minutes, you're no longer there's no longer any tension. You're just like, now I hope he wakes up and catches you. So she's just about home free.
Fuck.
And she bumps into the car and sets off the car alarm. Like, good job, idiot. You're the dumbest main character I've ever seen in a horror movie.
That's a fucking high bar, too.
Dude. And she continues to fucking lower it.
Well, this movie sounds terrible. I don't want to watch it.
So then she escapes and she gets into her sister's car, who is inexplicably driving down the road at 6 a.m. And her sister, and she's like, go, go, go. She's like, what are you doing? And she's like, drive, drive, drive. And her sister doesn't drive. She's just sitting there like, why are you jumping in my car at 6 a.m? Until the husband comes and punches a fist through the window. And then she waits a few more seconds before driving away.
What?
Yeah. So let me pose a scenario for you, Colin. You have brothers and sisters. Uh-huh. You're driving down the road at 6 a.m. inexplicably past your sister's beach mansion. And she jumps over a fence and comes running out the woods as you drive past, jumps in your car and says, fucking floor it out of here. What is your reaction?
I'm going.
Oh, you're not going to sit there and like ask for her life story and, you know, tell her you need the whole thing written out longhand in duplicate And you need an explanation of all the events.
I need you to go to find a ditto machine and copy this.
Yeah.
It has to be a ditto machine. It cannot be one of these stupid fucking scanner copier things.
I'm going to need you to fax that.
Ditto.
Make sure it's on the pink form.
Fuck. That sounds great.
And then she goes into hiding, and then...
You should watch it.
Her husband dies. And the whole rest of the movie is her making the worst decisions. Like, nobody believes her that her husband is back and invisible because there's no reason for it to exist. Mm-hmm. But for some reason, right away, she knows her husband is back and invisible based on nothing.
Okay.
And so her husband's teasing her and torturing her and fucking ruining her new life. And all of her friends and support system instantly abandon her when one little thing goes wrong.
Hey, that's kind of real life, right?
Like, her sister gets an email from her telling her, I hate you now, and you're dumb and I hate you, and you're the stupid. And then she goes over to her sister's house, and her sister's like, what the fuck? And she's like, what? You sent that email. I'm like, I didn't send an email. I don't know what you're talking about. Well, I hate you now, too, and slams the door in her face. Even though she's like, I never sent you an email. She just instantly believes it for no fucking reason at all.
Perfect.
And then it's just full of that. And then she finds all the proof she needs to prove that she's not an idiot. And instead of presenting it to anybody, she hides it.
Okay.
And then her husband reveals herself to him and like, oh, see, I'm hoping like, oh, maybe like she's crazy. Like the first chunk of the movie, I'm like, oh, maybe this is going to just be like there was no invisible man. And she's just like... If they'd have done this with the movie, it would have been a great movie, a great psychological thriller with a great fucking message about PTSD. And I'm like, oh man, she's so abused and so scared of her husband that even after his death, like he's still all up in her head and all these things she keeps thinking happening aren't real. And she's just fucking petrified of this man even after his death. And that would have been a great fucking movie. But no, it turns out he was some kind of tech genius who built a robot suit, or a mirror suit that made him invisible. And like he reveals himself to her like an hour or so into the movie. And I'm like, cool, we're wrapping this up. And I paused it and there's still a fucking hour to go.
Oh, Jesus.
This movie is 2 hours long. Don't watch it. You'll hate it. I hated it. But I finished it.
Of course you did.
The invisibility effects at the end, like his suit starts malfunctioning. Oh, this is the best part. I'm going to spoil this movie for you guys.
Oh, no, please don't.
She's locked up in a loony bin because she murdered her sister, but really it was him with the invisible suit and framed her. So she's locked up in the loony bin, and then he breaks into the loony bin and starts... She breaks his armor somehow. Like, I don't remember. Doesn't matter. So he's like half invisible and half this crazy fucking lens suit. And he starts flashing in and out of invisibility, murdering fucking guards. So he's on every fucking camera now, shooting people left and right. He kills like 30 fucking guards. He's basically commando. Like, he's basically John fucking Rambo going through this fucking place, murdering security guards. And then at the end of the movie, like, the cop's like, look. And they find the suit and they kill the guy. And it turns out to be, it's a whole twist. It doesn't matter. But they kill him and they got the suit. And they're like, well, they can't get the suit to work. But there's enough witnesses to weird things that you'll probably get away with it. So they're still accusing her. The cop fucking saw all this happening and like was there with her, her cop friend. And he's still acting like she's half crazy. It's a fucking terrible movie. Don't watch it.
That sounds stupid.
Yeah.
Oh, I watched another movie.
What'd you watch?
This weekend, The Krampus.
Was it better than those?
Yes.
Couldn't have been worse.
It was actually pretty good.
Yeah?
Kind of a comedic horror movie about the Krampus.
Yeah.
Who I have to say, I like the effects for the Krampus guy. I like the costume.
All right. I think I might wait till closer to Christmas to watch that one, but I'll definitely check it out.
That's fair. It's got... what's that guy's name? The dude who played the main chick from Parks and Rec's boyfriend.
Okay.
It's got that guy. I don't remember his name.
Rob Lowe?
It's not, no, not Rob Lowe. No. The other guy.
I don't know.
Younger guy.
I watched like 2 seasons of Parks and Rec, and then I never watched again because it wasn't funny. It was somehow less funny than The Office, if that's possible.
That's why you just watch the Ron Swanson supercuts.
Yeah.
That's what's worth it.
That's fair.
And it had the, I can never remember that guy's name either. I played, fucking Michael Scott's bald traveling salesman friend on The Office.
Oh, from Brick from Anchorman?
Yeah. Had him in it.
Got it.
He was basically the fucking Randy Quaid.
Yeah.
From National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation.
That's good casting. That character.
Yeah, it was pretty good. It's pretty fucking funny.
All right.
I could recommend it.
Yeah, that's not... I've been meaning to watch that the last few years and just for some reason haven't.
I don't know if it was as good as Santa Slay.
Sure.
But
is that the one with Bill Goldberg?
Yes. I love that movie. It's
Bill
so
Bill Goldberg
dumb.
As Murder Santa?
Yes.
You watched any good movies lately, Ethan?
We watched Poltergeist last night.
The original?
1980, whatever the hell, and nice. It was awful.
What?
Absolutely hated it. Nothing happened, and yeah, bad acting.
Yeah, but Coach was in it.
Bad acting?
Craig T. Nelson.
Those kids were legitimately terrified. They were actually fucking with those children the whole time. That's not even acting.
I just, it was boring. You don't want my opinion on movies, though.
I clearly don't, because they're bad. I didn't know, Colin, there was anybody with worse opinions on movies than you.
What the fuck, dude?
But this man doesn't like Poltergeist.
Well, here's the thing. How old are you, Ethan?
30.
So, 10 years younger than you.
Yeah.
8 years younger than me.
Yeah.
He might not have the same appreciation we have for 80s movie pacing.
Oh, yeah. He might have ADD.
Probably.
I guess that's how you
also,
can put it.
The movie was so bad that I just felt I needed to go watch the American Dad episode making fun of it because it was more entertaining.
I don't like you anymore. Poltergeist is one of the best horror movies ever made.
This is why you rolled dice bad.
Yeah. It's God punishing you for your opinions.
I'm honestly not really a big fan of the Poltergeist, but, you know, yeah. It was fine. For a movie?
You mean you weren't scared of clowns forever because of that fucking doll?
No.
That doll wasn't the scariest thing you've ever
seen? The doll that was there for no reason? Who buys that for anybody, ever?
In the 80s, that's what you have as toys. I know you grew up in the 90s when toys got cool, but when you grew up in the 80s, like, you had a block of wood
you had the
and
fucking,
a scary
you
clown
had the
doll.
Stupid aunts and uncles who bought you dumb shit like that. And like, oh, he'll really like this. I liked this toy when I was fucking 12 in the 1950s.
You had a Raggedy Ann doll that was equally as terrifying.
Yeah. fuck. That's it.
Yeah, I think my biggest complaint of the movie is when the kid gets sucked up by the tree and you just leave your daughter sitting in a bed in a room with a bunch of, you know, broken glass and go chase after the kid when the mom did nothing. She followed him and just yelled, "Get him out of the tree," or whatever the hell she yelled. Doing nothing while not giving a shit about her other young daughter in the room that just had a window
broke.
That's
pretty accurate to how women act when crises happen.
sums it up.
They panic and just yell a lot.
They panic and expect you to do everything.
Right.
That's the best acting. That might be the most realistic thing that's ever happened in a movie. fuck. Man, that's surprising.
Yeah.
With that hot take,
you gotta go.
Wife.
All right. Catch you later, buddy.
See ya.
See ya.
Did I talk about Dr. Sleep already?
Yeah.
Okay.
You did. How long have we been going?
43 minutes.
Got any, we have any emails today?
We got a couple. Oh, I did watch one other movie. I watched What We Do in the Shadows, which is a documentary about vampires in New Zealand by Whitey Tidies.
Okay.
Whatever that guy's name is. The fucking Will the Peeper guy. That's a good movie. It was funny as fuck.
Okay.
We got two emails, both from Andy Fleer. The first one says, beef jerky. So I went to Junk Stock this past weekend to walk around and look at stuff. Is that thing you drugged me to a few years ago that was boring?
No, that was the fucking Walnut Antique Walk.
Where it was boring and we hung out with your fucking Never Trump friend. It was like Never Trump.
Yeah.
I ended up buying some beef jerky from Smoking Gun Jerky.
Yeah, buddy.
I'm sure Colin has opinions on these folks.
I do. It's the best jerky.
I will give him some time now to offer up his thoughts. Pause for vamping.
It's the best jerky. Flavor-wise, they have a huge variety. So you go to a lot of jerky places that have different flavors. And so often you do that, the flavors are the same.
Yeah.
It's a tougher style jerky, so it's more a little bit of the leathery jerky. It's not soft, which I don't like anyway.
Sure.
They have a lot of spicy jerkies.
Yeah.
But like they're flavorful spicy jerkies, not just hot. Have ones that are just hot, but you know.
Yeah.
They have this mango habanero that I get that's fucking delicious.
All right.
So,
you know what I liked? Like in the late 90s, early 2000s, it wasn't really jerky, but it was like jerky-ish meat chews. They were like cubes. They were like jerky cubes that were really chewy and meat. Those were good.
I don't know what you're talking about.
I can't remember what they were called.
Okay.
But they were just like chunkier, bigger, like almost dog treat shaped, just chews of.
And it's like the beefsteak stuff they got at fucking.
It was good.
Jack's Link sells it.
Maybe that's what it was.
Could be. They still make that stuff.
I'm sure they do. I just.
Yeah.
I like jerky, but I can't. I look at it and I'm like, okay, this is like $17, and there's like one little thin strip of jerky in here that I'm going to eat.
It can be expensive.
Anyway, I got a few flavors. I got the Brazilian Steakhouse, which is very good, as well as Wicked Mary. I get a little bit of Bloody Mary flavor from that one, and the slight kick of heat surprised me. The final flavor I got is You Can't Fix Stupid.
I will not try that one.
Which contains Ghost Pepper and Carolina Reaper. I'll admit, I'm a little afraid to try that one.
Yeah, I will not try that one. So there's one that they have called Tropical Explosion.
Yeah.
Which is their Hawaiian, which is really good. Their Hawaiian's really good. And they have another one called the... Maui Wowie, which is Hawaiian, but a little bit spicy.
I like that all these names are the same as strains of weed.
But the Tropical Explosion is the Hawaiian plus, I think it's got ghost pepper in it. It's fucking stupid hot, and it just...
I don't understand the new, like, fucking hipster trend. I guess it's not new anymore. It's like 10 years old now, but like the hot ones and the fucking...
This one potato chip is a billion on the fucking Scoville scale.
Yeah.
I'm going to challenge you to eat this one potato chip.
Yep.
It doesn't taste like anything. It's just a chemical burn in your mouth.
Yeah.
I don't understand.
There's nothing to understand. It's just, it's literal, what is that called? Peacocking?
Yeah.
It's just people trying to fucking, look how tough I am. I try. Because you get people that like, I do that. Wasn't that bad. Wasn't that bad. And inside, they're crying like babies.
Me, I'm like, okay, I don't care.
Yeah. I tried. So there was one time somebody bought...
I'd be like, oh, if you're so tough, let me fucking stab you in the throat, idiot.
There was one time somebody, when I was working at my old job, my shitty one, somebody brought in some really hot jerky. And we're all trying. I tried it. I'm like, oh, fuck this noise.
Yeah.
There's another guy who tried it. And he was like so fucking like... It fucked him up so bad. He took the jug of water that sits at the end of the machine.
Oh, no.
Started drinking out of it.
Oh, gross. That is nasty fucking water, man.
I mean, it wasn't like the drip container, but still, I know. Just opened to the elements. Filled. Yeah, he did that. It was gross.
Hey.
He also, one time, was eating a sandwich that was too dry. He got it out of the fucking, one of the vending machines. He's like, it's like sand. And he had some fucking, like, Monster energy drink, so he just started using the Monster as, like, au jus.
That's funny.
That was pretty fucking funny.
All right. We got another similarly themed email, also from Fleer. This one's about smoked meats.
Mm-hmm.
I am getting a new meat smoker on Friday.
Ooh, what kind of getting?
I'm glad you asked. I'm getting a Z Grills 702E, which from my readings is pretty comparable to Traeger.
So here's the thing. I have a Traeger. I'm honestly not that impressed by it.
All right.
For the money, I think you could do a lot better.
Well, maybe his Z-Grill 700 2E will be better. My company was selling them to employees for just slightly over cost, which made me decide to get one.
Nice.
If you recall back a few years ago, I had actually built a meat smoker out of an old filing cabinet.
Yeah, now he has cancer.
I do remember that. It was a fun project and is neat to talk about, but it's too much work to actually use it and smoke things properly.
I could have told you that.
So my question is, what should I make for my inaugural smoke?
Do ribs. Ribs are always good to do. I don't know if he has any experience with brisket. I've done a brisket. It actually wasn't near as hard as I thought it would be, but it takes a lot of time. That brisket was like a 14-hour smoke.
Yeah.
It fucking turned out really good, though.
Right on.
The other problem with brisket is it fucking goes fast. That big-ass fucking cut of meat did not last long at all.
So, not to say that this is like good brisket on that level, but I went up to Qdoba the other day. I don't know what's going on at this Qdoba up the street from me, but he doesn't have any of the normal Qdoba shit.
Yeah.
Like, he's some kind of fucking sous chef who's like, I'm just going to make my own shit for this Qdoba. So, like, the chicken was some kind of weird fucking marinated spice chicken, because I ended up getting the chicken. It was fucking delicious, but it wasn't the normal fucking Qdoba chicken. No, it had some weird...
just plain boiled in water chicken.
Right. It had all these weird fucking spices and sauces and shit in it, and it was delicious. But he's like, making everybody who comes in try this brisket he made, and it was fucking delicious.
Nice.
Yeah.
I went to Qdoba once. They irritated me.
Yeah, why is that?
Well, because I was like, oh, I just got a burrito.
Yeah.
And I was like, I want chicken and pork, whatever.
Yeah.
You know, two meats.
Yeah.
I don't want a meat and then an extra meat. I just want you to mix.
Yeah.
My half and half.
No, they're going to charge you for two meats.
Well, they tried. And I'm like, how is this a $17 burrito? And the guy's like, and then his boss is like, oh, no, we don't do that. We just, here. And he fixed it.
Yeah.
And I'm like, how, like.
Sure.
You made it.
Yeah.
You know you didn't put more on there.
Yeah.
What the fuck? Salsarita's is better. That's all I guess.
I've never been there, but.
You should. It's good. I like it.
That's probably true. I just want to say that Qdoba is definitely better than Chipotle.
So I hadn't had Chipotle in a long time. And then in January, when I went to Las Vegas, that was one of the things they catered in.
Yeah.
And I was like, but I'm like, I don't want to fucking go anywhere to get food. Yeah. Uh-huh. It's here. So I ate it.
Yeah.
And they have this sauce
that
they fucking give you to drizzle on top of stuff. I don't know what the fuck it was, but it was one of the most delicious things I've ever had.
I don't think they have that here. Here, all they have is
maybe not
E. coli.
That's most of them.
And salmonella.
But I was pretty impressed by it. I have to say.
You know who's never had to shut down their entire national chain for salmonella?
Qdoba. Fair.
Oh, that's all I got. You got anything else?
Nope.
The email address, if you want to write in, is theloudneighbors@outlook.com. Facebook.com/loudneighbors, loudneighbors.com.
Facebook.
Slash Facebook.
Yes.
That won't take you anything.
But nope.
Try it out. See what happens.
It'll be fine.